When someone dies, they leave behind a body, but also a paper trail.
Receipts.
Notes.
Photos. Letters never sent.
And sometimes, the story we thought we knew begins to shift. In 2021, Amy Linton returned to her childhood home in upstate New York to clean out the attic after her mother's passing. Her father, John Linton, had died of cancer when she was 16.
He'd been quiet. Kind.
A mechanic who liked crosswords and jazz. In one far corner of the attic, Amy found a sealed wooden box wrapped in old fabric. Inside were 46 letters. All addressed to someone named Ellis.
None of them sent. They were signed.
Yours, J.D.
But Amy's father's name was John M. Linton. This is Human Echoes, and I'm your host.
Welcome to Episode 7. Letters from the Attic.
The first letter was dated August 3, 1983. Amy unfolded it carefully. The handwriting was neat, practiced, almost poetic.
Dear Ellis,
I watched you from across the yard today. You laughed so easily, and I remembered the sound from a life I don't claim anymore. The tone wasn't romantic.
It was apologetic. Distant.
Amy read through 5 letters that night. They spoke of someone who had left something, or someone, behind. They referenced memories that didn't match anything she knew about her father. She began to question. Was J.D. a different name he once used?
And who was Ellis?
Over the next few weeks, Amy read all 46 letters. They spanned over a decade. And they weren't written to a lover or a friend.
They were written to a child.
Von Letter riet. You wäre 6 wen I left.
You had a toy dinosaur with a missing tail.
You kriet wen I said goodbye.
I told you I'd be back soon. But I knew I wouldn't.
Amy was stunned.
Her father had never mentioned another family. Never hinted at a child, let alone one he left behind. She asked relatives.
No von Knie of an Ellis.
Her mother had never spoken of it. Amy began searching.
Public records.
Obituaries.
Adoption registries.
And one day, she found it. A birth certificate from a small town in Pennsylvania.
Vater, John David Renner.
Child, Ellis Renner, born 1977. Her father's middle name wasn't Michael. It was David. He had changed his name.
Left his past behind.
Amy debated for weeks whether to reach out. Eventually, she found an email address for an Ellis Renner, now 45, living in Chicago. She wrote a short message. I believe you may be connected to someone I once called my father.
I have letters.
I'd like to share them with you.
No expectations.
Ellis replied the next day. He had never known why his father left. His mother had only ever said, some people are meant to disappear.
Amy sent copies of the letters.
They spoke on the phone for 2 hours.
Ellis cried.
So did Amy. They never met in person. But they agreed on one thing.
He was a good father to me, Amy said. And a ghost to me, Ellis replied.
We all have versions of ourselves we try to forget. Some people bury theirs under time. Others, in attics. John David Renner became John Linton. He changed his name, his job, his address, but not his guilt. Because he wrote 46 letters to a son he never saw again. And never mailed a single one.
Why?
We don't know. Maybe shame.
Maybe fear. Maybe he believed silence would hurt less than rejection. But silence still echoes. Amy now keeps the box in her own home.
She doesn't open it often.
But she says knowing her father's secret didn't make her love him less, just differently.
And Ellis?
He says the letters didn't give him closure. But they gave him truth.
And sometimes that's enough.
This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host.
Until next time, stay open, stay curious, and remember, the people we love may carry more stories than we'll ever know.